Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Election Commission releases final voter list with 7.42 crore names for Bihar Assembly elections. India EFTA agreement to come into force from tomorrow. Special ICAR team to be formed to address sugarcane cultivation challenges, says Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. Maha Ashtami, 8th day of Durga Puja celebrations being celebrated with religious fervour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi celebrates the occasion at Kali Mandir in New Delhi. 10 people killed in a powerful car bomb blast in Pakistan's Quetta. India bags 2 gold at World Para Athletics Championships in New Delhi and an ICC Women's ODI World Cup. India set a target of 270 runs before Sri Lanka in Guwahati. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission today published the final voters list for the Bihar Assembly elections. According to the final list, 7.42 crore voters have been included in the list who will be able to exercise their franchise in the upcoming assembly elections. The assembly elections in this state will be conducted on the basis of this final electoral roll. After the conclusion of the Special Intensive Revision or SIR campaign, the draft voters list of 7.24 crore voters was released on 1st of August.
After the publication of the final voters list in Bihar, the number of voters has increased by more than 21,53,000. According to the final electoral roll, the number of male voters is over 3,92,00,000, while female voters stand at 3,49,00,000. More than 1,700 third gender voters will also be able to cast their vote in the upcoming assembly elections. The most notable aspect is the increase in voters in the 18 to 19 age group. Their number has crossed 14 lakh, while 7.2 lakh Divyang voters will also exercise their franchise. Following the Special Intensive Revision campaign, the draft electoral roll was published on 1st August this year, which included the names of 7 crore 24 lakh voters. About 65 lakh names that had been deleted were open to claims and objection till 1st September. During this period, along with the general public, political parties also had the opportunity to raise claims and objections. However, very few authorized booth level agents of political parties turned up to challenge the deleted names. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Inter-European Free Trade Association, EFTA, Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, or TEPA, will come into effect from tomorrow. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry, in a statement, said that the agreement was signed on the 10th of March last year in New Delhi. EFTA is an important regional group with several growing opportunities for enhancing international trade in goods and services. EFTA countries are Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway, and Switzerland, and among them, Switzerland is the largest trading partner of India, followed by Norway. More from our correspondent.
The agreement focuses on market access related to goods, trade facilitation, investment promotion, market access on services, intellectual property rights, and trade and sustainable development. Under it, EFTA's market access covers 100% of non-agri products and tariff concession on processed agricultural products. The agreement also offers binding commitment of $100 billion investment in India in the next 15 years. It will also facilitate generation of 1 million direct jobs through such investment. The TEPA will empower India's exporters by providing access to specialized input and create conducive trade and investment environment. This would boost exports of Indian-made goods as well as provide opportunities for services sector to access more market. With Anand Kumar, Vishnu PS for Akashvani News, Delhi.
According to the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, a dedicated EFTA desk has also been operational since February this year, which is a single window mechanism for investment facilitation to support EFTA businesses in investing, expanding, and establishing operations in India. The desk will also act as the primary channel for fostering continuous business-government dialogue, ensuring continuous engagement between India and EFTA partners. Union Minister for Agriculture and Rural Development, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, announced that a special team will be formed within the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, or ICAR, to address challenges related to sugarcane cultivation in the country. The minister was virtually addressing National Consultation on Sustainable Sugarcane Economy in New Delhi today. He also highlighted that this team will formulate sugarcane policy and research directions after taking suggestions from farmers, scientists, and industry stakeholders. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that the research will be focused on benefiting farmers and finding practical solutions for them. Union Minister for Science and Technology Jitendra Singh has said, India's farmer exports are expected to cross $30 billion, rising from the current $27 billion by this year. Speaking on the occasion of the signing of an MOU between the Department of Biotechnology and the Uttar Pradesh government, Dr. Singh said, the agreement will help advance the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047 and reinforce India's position as a provider of affordable healthcare solutions.
India is already being described as the pharmacy of the world. Very fast in the last 10 years, we have succeeded in moving. Like, for example, we started from just about $10 million US dollars in 2014 when this government came. Today, we are $150 billion and we hope to be 130 by 2030, and we are already crossing 100 by now. So it's been a very fast journey over the last one decade.
GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of this month, is benefiting all sections of the society. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing tax rate on various goods and services. Today, we are presenting a report on GST cut in electrical items. Our report.
In order to provide major relief to the consumers, the GST Council has reduced the tax rate on air conditioners and dishwashers from 28% to 18%. This important step will ease the financial strain on middle-class families by increasing the affordability for them. In addition, lowering the GST rate on dishwashers will make them more affordable for households, improving ease of living and driving adoption. Similarly, cut down of tax on television and non-TV monitors has been slashed to 18% from the previously taxed 28%. The move will directly boost demand for these appliances, helping domestic producers expand the market size. A shopkeeper has welcomed the government's step and said that people are getting benefited from new GST reforms.
The present time is the best time because you will get the benefit of both GST and festivals. Under this, you will get good rates on ACs and LEDs, where you will now pay 80% GST instead of 28%. People are taking advantages of the new rates and are making very good purchases.
The reduced tax slabs will not just support localization efforts, but will also reduce import dependence. The new reforms will further expand opportunities for MSMEs in plastics, wiring, cooling systems, LED panels, and assembly services. Shivang Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. In our special series, Seva Parv, today we bring you how Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's historic journey to space is propelling India's ambitious space program and inspiring a new era of exploration.
When Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla made history as the first Indian astronaut on the International Space Station, ISS, he carried with him the dreams of 1.4 billion Indians. This achievement is not an isolated event, but part of greater ambitions of India in space exploration under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. While speaking to the astronaut on board the ISS, PM Modi said that this is the first step to success of Gaganyaan, India's first human space mission.
तो मैं ज्यादा समय आपका नहीं लूंगा। आज मैं विश्वास से कह सकता हूं कि ये भारत के गगनयान मिशन की सफलता का पहला अध्याय है। आपकी यह ऐतिहासिक यात्रा सिर्फ अंतरिक्ष तक सीमित नहीं है, यह हमारी विकसित भारत की यात्रा को तेज गति और नई मजबूती देगी। भारत दुनिया के लिए स्पेस की नई संभावनाओं के द्वार खोलने जा रहा है.
While in space, Shukla and his team completed a suite of 7 microgravity experiments developed by Indian research institutions. These experiments were designed to generate critical data for future planetary missions and long-duration space habitation. India's space ambitions were very well articulated by Group Captain Shukla during the farewell ceremony of the mission. He said, looking from above, today's India appears ambitious, fearless and confident.
Main aapko batata hu. Aaj ka Bharat space se.
Let me tell you, today's India looks ambitious from space. Today's India looks fearless. Today's India looks confident. Today's India looks full of pride. And because of all these reasons, I can once again say that today's India still looks better than the entire world.
Aaj ka Bharat abhi bhi sare jahan se acha dikhta hai.
Shubhanshu's space journey paves the way for future missions like human space flight, an Indian space station and vision to send an Indian to the moon. And hence, marks a milestone in India's ambitious space agenda under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
In some more news, the government has extended the cut-off date to exercise choice for Unified Pension Scheme or UPS by 2 months, that is till 30th of November this year, for eligible existing employees, past retirees and legally wedded spouses of the deceased past retirees. Earlier, the last date was till today. Former Union Minister Anurag Thakur said that doubts are raised about the proper security provided on that fateful day when the stampede occurred. Mr. Thakur accused the state government for arresting people who raised their voices through social media. Interacting with media at Karur, he said that the one-man commission constituted by the state government will not be fair. The delegation demanded a CBI probe into the incidents. He also wanted to know why the state government has not answered any questions asked by the central government on this issue. He said that there are more questions than answers. He also questioned as to why the local administration refused to meet the NTA delegation. On Maha Ashtami, the 8th day of Navratri, devotees are celebrating the divine and graceful form of Goddess Durga, known as Mahagauri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Durga Puja Pandal at Kalibari in CR Park in the national capital this evening and participated in Durga Puja celebrations. The Prime Minister performed aarti and offered obeisance to Goddess Durga. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta was also present on the occasion. In Kolkata, the day is being celebrated with great enthusiasm. A report.
Today is Maha Ashtami of Durga Puja. Kumari Puja of Belur Math was the main attraction today. People in large numbers are gathering for pandal hopping in Kolkata and other parts of West Bengal. Pandal have been decorated with beautiful theme-based decorations and lights. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
A powerful car bomb blast outside the headquarters of Pakistan's Paramilitary Frontier Corps in Quetta has killed 10 people and wounded more than 30. A suicide bomber detonated explosives near FC headquarters, followed by intense firing. On to sports now. In World Para Athletics Championships, India's star javelin thrower Sumit Antil won gold in the men's javelin throw F64 final, while Sandeep Sanjay Sargar won gold in the men's javelin throw F44 event. And chasing India's target of 271 runs, Sri Lanka was 64-1 in 11.2 overs in the opening match of ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission releases final voter list with 7.42 crore names for Bihar Assembly elections. India EFTA agreement to come into force from tomorrow. Special ICAR team to be formed to address sugarcane cultivation challenges, says Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. Maha Ashtami being celebrated with religious fervour, Prime Minister Modi celebrates occasion at Kali Mandir in New Delhi. And in ICC Women's ODI World Cup, India set a target of 271 runs before Sri Lanka in Guwahati. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.